Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and copper...
Wait, do you know what that actually means?
It's a nursery rhyme. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, we learned it in kindergarten. It's not like it's bad.
We aren't saying anything bad by singing it.
Actually, you are. Listen to what you're saying.
Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells...
Hello, I'm Rachel.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Kira. And we're here to talk to you about nursery rhymes.
When we were kids, didn't everyone learn nursery rhymes?
Yes, but do we know the true meaning behind them?
Should parents teach their kids nursery rhymes?
Well, why shouldn't we?
There are actually really dark meanings behind our favorite nursery rhymes.
Oh yeah, I remember. I read an article somewhere that was explaining the dark meanings behind nursery rhymes such as Ring Around the Rosie and Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary.
Those are my childhood favorites. What meanings are behind them?
Let us explain.
All stories and songs are based off of some events, right? So what events inspired nursery rhymes?
Well, I thought Ring Around the Rosie was about dancing around a flower.
Not necessarily.
Hold on, let me look this up. Oh.
See? Kids are very naive to the meanings of things because they don't know the history.
I mean, who wants to think that deeply about things? Like, ever.
I know I sure don't.
Me neither, but I think it's necessary to explain the history behind these innocent nursery rhymes.
Think about your favorite nursery rhyme.
Mine is, well, was Ring Around the Rosie, but now I know the truth.
Let's investigate.
So, you know about the horse disease, the Black Death, right?
Yeah, that's the one that wiped out a lot of France.
Didn't many people die?
Exactly. So, Ring Around the Rosie is about that. The Ring Around the Rosie part is about the rash that people had.
Oh yeah, and pockets full of posies meant that people put flowers into dead people's pockets so that they wouldn't smell like death and disease.
And was Ashes, Ashes, We All Fall Down a reference to the fact that whole towns were burned because the disease was so contagious?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Another favorite nursery rhyme of mine was Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary.
That one is dark, too.
Yeah, I looked it up before, and I couldn't believe what I saw.
I know. I found out that silver bells and cockle shells are torture devices.
And to be contrary means to be evil, apparently.
The entire nursery rhyme is about Bloody Mary.
There are dark meanings behind other nursery rhymes, too. But that's for another time.
Honestly, I really don't want to know.
Me too.
Now I don't know if I'll teach my kids nursery rhymes.
So, very long ago, they were used to scare kids out of doing things, and now they're used to cheer kids up?
Yeah, I guess that's right, but...
So if the past is dark and the present is happy, what will the future be?
Let's see what other people think.
Will you teach your kids nursery rhymes?
I don't think I will teach my kids nursery rhymes because I don't think they'll get any academic purpose out of it.
Do you know the history of nursery rhymes?
No, I never knew the history of nursery rhymes.
Did you learn nursery rhymes as a kid?
Yes, my mom recited me nursery rhymes when I was a kid, and also I just picked up on them as I got older.
How do you think nursery rhymes will evolve in the future?
I think nursery rhymes will evolve because, like, one nursery rhyme, Ring Around the Rosies, is about, like, malaria and diseases. However, now diseases aren't such a big part of our society, but things like drugs and global warming are. So I think that more as nursery rhymes progress, there'll be more things about, like, global warming and, like nursery rhymes about, like, drugs, you know, like, druggy.
What is your favorite nursery rhyme and do you know what it means?
My favorite nursery rhyme is Row, Row, Row Your Boat, because all of my kids sing it to me when they meet me. And even though that's not how you spell my name, it's apparently about somebody who goes into a boat. There's no deep meaning about it.
What's your opinion on nursery rhymes?
I think that some nursery rhymes are really good for kids to learn when they're little. They can enjoy them, but also there are some nursery rhymes that are kind of deep and shouldn't be heard when you're little.
So, some people want to teach their kids nursery rhymes, and others don't.
Either way, as you can clearly see, nursery rhymes have a very dark history behind them.
Yeah, they aren't as innocent as they seem.
Many little kids learn them at a young age, but should they?
That is the real question.
Should parents teach their kids nursery rhymes?
That's for you to decide.
I'm scarred for life!